We live in a time of mass production. Commodities are just churned out, and people have become just a commodity. But not in God's eyes. That's what makes you so very special. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to A Different Perspective as we circle back to some of this year's most popular messages. And this one from just before Easter had a huge response. It's called Precious in His Sight. And please do stick with me, because at the end of today's message, I'll be telling you about our latest life application book called The Best of 2019. I'd love to send you a free copy to bless you richly at this special time of the year. I sometimes think about the times when Jesus was training to be a carpenter in Dad's carpenter shop in Nazareth. The wooden things that he made, we don't really know, but probably chairs and tables and doors and door frames, even coffins, I guess. It's ironic that ultimately he was nailed to two bits of wood. I can't imagine he ever turned out any shoddy work. I can't imagine he ever made a table that wasn't straight or level, or a chair that wasn't solid, or a door that didn't fit into the door jamb. Well, okay, so what if he applied the same level of perfection to you and me? What if when you and I were created, he was there? And what does that do to our view of Easter? Yesterday, and again today, we're looking at Psalm 139 because it's about God's motivations behind Easter. Psalm 139 is to me like a window into God's heart to see what was going on inside when he dreamt up this whole Easter thing. We had a look at the first part yesterday and we saw that God knows us so intimately and he's on the journey of our lives with us, not way off in a distance, not disinterested, but right here in the middle of it with us. Everywhere we go, even when it's dark and stormy and painful, his light shines in the middle of all of that. That's huge. To know that God is walking every step of the way with us, that there's nowhere that we can go to be alone or apart from God. If we go to heaven, he's there. If we go to hell, he's there. If we fly to the farthest ends of the earth, God is still there. But how is it that God knows us so well? I mean, sometimes we don't even know ourselves that well, do we? We can't explain why we do what we do or why we reacted to something the way we did. I mean, you and I are pretty complex creatures. There are so many layers to our personality and who we are. Some things are so deep inside us that we can't even really understand them ourselves or even talk about them. How does God know? Well, the psalmist in Psalm 139 goes on to explain that to us, and we're going to read that right now. We're reading from Psalm 139, beginning at verse 13. For God, you created me in my innermost being. It was you who knit me together in my mother's womb. God, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are so wonderful, I know them full well. My frame wasn't hidden from you when I was being made in that secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed substance. All the days ordained for me were written down in your book before one of them ever came into being. This is one of the most precious passages in the Bible to me. As we look back on our lives, what we see is a mixture of wonderful and desperate, beautiful and ugly. We've done some brilliant things, and we've done some really, really stupid things. There are great highs, there are great lows and dark valleys. But when you and I were conceived, God was there. Our innermost parts, who we are, our DNA blueprint, the way that we'd look and sound and all our gifts and abilities and strengths and weaknesses, all that complexity, he created in our innermost being. He knit us together in our mother's womb deliberately, intricately. You and I are handcrafted by God. One of a kind, distinctive, completely and utterly, amazingly, beautifully, wondrously made. Separate and different from every other person who's ever lived and every person who will ever live, intricately woven, each strand of our DNA laid down according to God's plan. And not only that, God wasn't in control just of who we are, but of everything that would ever happen to us. Look again at this passage with me. All the days ordained for me, all the days set apart from me, were written in your book before any of them came into being. That's why I so despair when I meet people who waste away their lives worrying and complaining about their lot. Yeah, some people have better lives than others. Some people seem to get all the breaks and the benefits and the blessings, and the other people seem to get handed difficult and painful lives, just like Jesus, just like the Apostle Paul. I was just talking, having a cup of coffee recently with a couple, and we were talking about this thing. How come God does something mighty and powerful in this person's life, and yet this other person, God takes years to do what he's going to do? I don't know. But it's about God's plan and about God's glory. There's a wonderful poem, The Weaver. You may have heard me read it once before. Have a listen to this. It goes like this. My life is but a weaving between my Lord and me. I cannot choose the colours as he weaveth steadily. Sometimes he chooses dark threads, and I, in foolish pride, forget he sees the upper and I the underside. Not till the loom is silent and the shuttles cease to fly will God unroll the canvas and explain the reasons why the dark threads were as needful in the weaver's skillful hand as the threads of gold and silver in the pattern he had planned. You and I are exactly what he made us to be. You and I are living the life that he planned for us. You know, sometimes we don't open ourselves to his plan. Sometimes we shut God out and we wonder why life is going so badly. None of that's a surprise to God. He knew that would happen. When we separate ourselves from God, life is meant to go badly because God wants us to come back to him and to live our lives with him. Now, okay, Easter's been and gone. Easter's rolled around the corner and passed us by for another year. And yet, as you and I look back on Easter, as we look back at that cross, and we know that Jesus Christ came to die for you and me, maybe you've never accepted Jesus or put your faith in him. Maybe you've been wandering in that wilderness, wondering why my life is going so badly, and you've never accepted that Jesus died for you on the cross to pay for your sin that you might be forgiven. If you haven't, now is the time to do it. If you haven't and you want to do that, pray this prayer with me. Father, I thank you for what Jesus did for me on that cross. I believe he is the Son of God. I believe he died for me. I believe he rose again. Father, I want to live my life in that knowledge. I give you everything I am. I give you everything I have. I'm sorry for all the things I've done wrong, and I put those at the foot of the cross right now. Father, forgive me through the price that Jesus paid for me on that cross. I want to be called a Christian. I want to follow Jesus and live my life for him. Lord, I don't know what that means quite yet. I don't know how that will play itself out. I don't know what your plans are, but Lord, I want to live my life for the glory of Jesus Christ. And today, I lay my life down for him so that in him, I can take it back up again, a new life and a fresh life. Thank you, Father, that I am forgiven because I believe in Jesus. Thank you, Father, that I have an eternal life through Jesus Christ, your Son. Amen. You and I are what he made us to be. When we put our faith in him, we live the most incredible joy. And when we see the beauty of God's plan, handcrafted by him to live the life that he laid out for us before time began, we get some sense of what was going on in his heart when he came up with this plan of Easter. If you prayed that prayer with me just then, for the very first time, or maybe for the first time in a very long time, then here's what I encourage you to do. Go and find yourself a vibrant, Bible-believing church, a bunch of Jesus followers who take God's words seriously, who are passionate about Jesus and living out their lives for him. Hang around them a lot and be blessed as you discover the new life that you have because Jesus died for you, because Jesus rose again for you. This truly is a special time of year, a time to celebrate, a time to look back, and a time to look forward. And honestly, it has been such a privilege this year to share the good news of Jesus with you and so many others. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called The Best of 2019, and it's based on some of this year's most popular messages. Now, you can request your free copy of The Best of 2019 by visiting ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that free offer right there towards the top of the homepage. Just click on the offer, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be winging its way to your inbox in just seconds. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.